Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. When you just see that cowboy riding that jet ski and you think he's hot and your cousin's not available.
But if society allowed it, you'd be taken.
Yeah, misconnections. And then she got burdened with her best friend's secret affair.
Now she doesn't know what to do with it and she feels awkward around them both. What does she do?
We dive into AI love, tomatoes for health, setting the bar stories, and so much more.
Oh, enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So, you know the earworm parent song, Baby Shark, right?
I think we all do at this point. All right. You didn't have to play it.
This one?
Yeah, this one. Yeah.
Okay. So the only reason I bring that up is because there is another song on the level of Baby Shark for the kids, and it's from Cocomelon.
Okay.
It's a potty training anthem.
Oh, great.
So if you're in that world right now,
this is you.
This might be something, yes, in your world.
I gotta go.
Lyrics on point.
Simple.
Oh no. Must be number two. Oh no.
So yeah,
or you're away from a potty.
That could be the next sort of baby shark in your household. If you're the parent of small kids, then the Cocomelon potty training anthem, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I gotta go.
Yeah, okay. So how many views so far on YouTube? Because that's really, because we're over how many billion for Baby Shark?
Oh, on Baby
now?
Shark?
Yeah.
Has Baby Shark crested a billion?
Oh, 1,000%.
No.
Yeah.
Is it in the billion club?
Oh,
it makes sense that it would be.
Absolutely.
15 billion.
15 billion. Okay, that is more than I thought.
15 billion.
Wow. That's yeah, wow.
Wait, you didn't believe me?
That's over 8 years.
Wait, you didn't believe me?
That is, wow.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so the Baby Shark do 60 minute compilation,
yeah, so,
166 million.
Right, so when you gotta go, you gotta go. The Cocomelon is not quite at a million yet, but it was just literally released a day ago.
Okay,
so.
Well, we'll give it a couple of days.
Yeah.
Check back in.
Yeah, give it 8 years and see if it's over 15 billion.
I mean, the lyrics seem like they might be a little bit more complicated.
Mm.
I think the key, simple lyrics.
Yeah,
you can
simple
learn
lyrics.
It in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And already sing along.
All right, so yeah, if you wanted a little earworm this morning,
I gotta go, 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 go.
There you go.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Now we're all gonna be thinking that.
Yeah.
When
you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, it's a true statement.
How about a little phone tap?
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Lisa's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, my friend Stacy used to be a chef.
Mm.
But last year, she decided to buy a food truck instead.
Okay.
She's been traveling around the country to different festivals and events.
Mm.
Recently applied to her first Renaissance festival. And I thought you guys could come up with a little fun phone tap around that in honor of her birthday this week.
Oh, very cool. So, yeah, Robert Hossenpepper, or should I say Sir Robert Hossenpepper?
Yes.
Sir Robert Hossenpepper has to call Lisa's friend.
Of course.
To confirm some things as a vendor for the upcoming event for her food truck. So if there's one thing that she's going to find out in this phone tap is how serious Robert takes the job.
Mm.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Might this be the fair maiden Stacy?
Yes, this is Stacy. What's going on?
Hello, Stacy. It's Sir Robert Hossenpepper of the Renaissance Festival. We hath received your noble application via electronic mail to be a vendor of foodstuffs, and it hath been approved by the Queen. Huzzah!
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Ah, but thank you, maiden, for agreeing to feed our hungry masses with your magical ambrosia.
You know, I'm sorry, but you really have to talk about that?
Why, whatever doth thou mean?
Oh,
I speaketh in the tongue of the Renaissance fair.
Look, I just have a couple questions, okay? And it might be easier if we could just talk normally for a second.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry they make us talk like this around here, even though nobody really likes it, especially when my supervisors are... Oh, gosh, here he comes now. Hang on a second. What are thy queries for me, m'lady?
Queries?
Well, first, I just wanted to confirm that there will be internet access, right? You know, so we can take credit cards.
Internet? What sorcery is this of which you speak?
You know, the internet. Will there be Wi-Fi on the ground?
Ah, yes, the wizard's magic web will encompass the whole of the fair, and can be accessed for just 100 shillings per day.
Shillings?
And how much is 100 shillings?
About $5.
And, the registration fee includes a 2x2-inch ad in the program, right? I mean, I could just email that to you, right?
Yes, m'lady, you may forward that via electronic mail, and you will receive a mention on our facing book page as well.
Facing book?
Now, good mistress, as for the placement of your vehicle, you will be in most excellent spot on the Renaissance Festival grounds, right between the giant turkey legs and the popping corn stand.
Okay, great. Is there anything else I should know?
Well, the fair maiden shall be made aware that all must adopt the speech and the dress of the kingdom when attending the Queen's Fair. Costume ideas may be foundeth on our website.
Costume? You know, it's kind of hot and cramped in the truck as it is already.
Ah, but the spirit of the fair lies in the whimsy and wonder of everyone joining together and embracing the fashions of the Renaissance period. So, I would assume that you would dress like a wench of the times.
Wench!
Showing plenty of cleavage, huh?
Wait a minute. You know what? I am not going to dress like a wench just to have a booth at your crazy festival.
Ah, perhaps thou could turn on her radio box and behold herself being phone-tapped by her favorite morning show, Ben and Kelly.
What radio?
I can't take this anymore. Hey, it's Ben Davis here with 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Stacy. Your friend Lisa set you up for your birthday, and she wanted us to give you a little advanced taste of the Renaissance Fair experience. So, enjoy.
If that's what I have to look forward to, maybe I just changed my mind.
Huzzah!
Oh, you have been phone tapped.
Huzzah! Oh, shoot. There you go.
I love it. It's great.
There you go. That's your phone tap. Time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, we're going to introduce you to Jonathan, a.k.a. Cowboy Cody, a.k.a. the Kentucky Animal Whisperer. If you can manage to make it through the day without retaliating against a bar for kicking you out by unleashing a wild raccoon in it, then you're doing okay.
Oh, now that's taking it too far. I mean, I get it. You're upset. But that is not how we handle it.
Yeah.
Raccoon's like, I got you, fam.
It's 40-year-old Jonathan. Now, this is out of southwestern Kentucky, kind of south of Paducah, right?
Okay.
He allegedly went into a bar. The bar threw him out, warned him not to return.
Oh.
So he was like, well... come
I'll
here.
Them.
I know. So he released a wild raccoon into the bar that did bite someone.
Oh, no.
Now, there aren't any specifics on that, but apparently they're going to be okay. The police said they're familiar with old Jonathan because he's also known as Cowboy Cody. He got that nickname because he drunkenly rode a mule into a liquor store.
What in the world is this guy doing?
Yeah, so the mule was taken away by police a few days after that. Jonathan, a.k.a. Cowboy Cody, a.k.a. the Kentucky Animal Whisperer, unsuccessfully tried to retake the mule when he was drunk, and so he was arrested.
So he was borrowing the mule from somebody? It wasn't his mule.
I guess.
Okay. He doesn't, like, live on a farm with these critters?
Well, it's Western Kentucky.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. Southwestern Kentucky.
Got it.
But, yeah. The moral of the story is, if a bar kicks you out,
yeah,
probably let's, best to just go home and sober up.
Yeah, let's not retaliate with our animal friends.
By coaxing, like the Pied Piper,
right,
a wild raccoon into the bar to do
Rocky
your
the raccoon.
Bidding.
He is my representative, and he'd like to have a word.
Go tell him!
Yeah.
Tell him, Rocky! Yeah.
Rocky, get in there! Get in there!
Get in there, mess him up!
Tell him I have a right to be there! Okay. Good note, though. Thank you for being the example. I mean, sometimes you just have to learn the hard way with examples like this.
You know, I'm sure Jonathan is a nice guy. Just
I'm
misunderstood.
Sure.
Likes himself the drink.
A couple of times. Sounds like a few times.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without retaliating against a bar for kicking you out by releasing a wild raccoon in it, then you're doing okay.
I feel like he needs a handler. Someone needs to handle him. I feel like.
That is your setting the bar story. So congrats, Jonathan, a.k.a. Cowboy Cody, a.k.a. the Kentucky Animal Whisperer.
Wow.
For making the show. On 99.7 EJX. Here's what you... What happens when you just get a glimpse of someone, but you think they're hot, but that fleeting moment is here and gone before you know it? You go to the only place you can, and that's the internet.
You do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist Missed Connections. Ladies first.
Sure.
It's a woman for man. Okay. Jet ski cowboy.
Hey.
Hey, you. Yes, you.
Okay.
The guy on the Ohio River last Saturday who looked like he was either trying to impress someone with wild jet ski stunts or losing a battle with gravity and internal coordination.
Oh.
Spoiler alert, it was the second one, but I loved every second of the show.
Okay.
Lost a battle with gravity and internal coordination. I was a brunette on my friend's boat, sipping something fruity out of a questionable cup, pretending not to watch, but 100% watching.
Yeah.
At first, I thought, wow, this guy's got moves. But then you whip that jet ski around like it was a mechanical bull at a dive bar, and I realized, nah, he's just bad at this. And honestly, that made it even better.
Sure.
You had this charming, slightly chaotic energy, kind of like a golden retriever who found a new toy and zero idea how to use it.
Sure.
And I mean this in the nicest way possible.
Yeah?
You kind of looked like my hot cousin.
What?
Now listen, before you judge me for that, relax. Obviously, I can't pursue my cousin. Thanks, society. Eye roll emoji.
Thanks, society.
But you? Well, you're fair game.
Society's the only reason why, yes, I haven't pursued my hot cousin.
1,000%. So if you remember locking eyes with a girl who was trying not to laugh too hard at your aquatic rodeo routine, that was me.
Okay. Hi.
Let's skip the jet skis next time. Try something less risk of whiplash.
Okay.
Like drinks.
Oh,
or
sure.
Paddle boats.
Okay.
Hope you see this, jet ski cowboy. My DMs are open, and I promise I'm a better driver than you, winky face.
Okay. Rock cousin.
Listen, she had an option already, but society.
Society
is keeping
deemed
her from
it
pursuing
no.
That.
Said no.
Said
no,
no
to
no.
The cousin.
That's forbidden fruit.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Man for woman, two scoops of hotness at Grater's.
Ooh, tasty.
You were the petite powerhouse absolutely owning a two-scoop waffle cone like it was your full-time job.
You're tasty.
Honestly, I was impressed.
Yeah.
Woman of small stature with the confidence of a linebacker tackling some toffee chip. You were there with a guy.
Oh!
I'm choosing to believe he was your brother.
Oh, probably your brother. Yeah, probably.
Anyway... I was a suave guy with the flannel tied around my waist, ironically, not functionally.
Right.
Told by multiple people I resembled John Cusack's younger and allegedly hotter brother, if he had one.
I was going to say, does he?
I don't think so. I don't think he does.
Joan, he's got a sister. Okay.
I was riding a sugar high and about to work up the nerve to say something to you while your brother was paying.
Yeah.
The stars were aligning.
Yes.
Then tragedy struck.
Ah, dang it.
I took a bite of my black raspberry chip with too much gusto, as one often does at graders, sure. And bam!
Oh, no.
The most soul-crushing ice cream headache known to man.
Oh, brain freeze!
I let out an involuntary moan. Oh, that I'm pretty sure echoed through the store. Listen, not my proudest moment. We made eye contact briefly.
Yeah.
Me panicked and pained, sure. You with a look of confusion and maybe concern.
Oh, there's probably concern, sure.
Before I cradled my head like I'd just lost a Super Bowl.
Oh, no!
When I finally emerged from the frozen fog of brain freeze, you were gone.
Ah, oh, dang it!
If you remember the guy who looked like he was either about to cry or pass out near the napkin station, hi. I'd love a do-over.
Yeah.
Maybe next time I buy you a cone, just leave your brother at home.
It's probably your brother. Probably.
Leave your brother at home. I'll even eat mine slowly.
Yeah,
or at least try.
Bless his heart, though.
First of all, that's obviously your brother that you're going to get ice cream with.
1,000%.
And ice cream, I'm telling you,
with their brother to get ice cream.
Ice cream headaches are a real pain.
But also, trying to hold back on the graters, difficult.
Yeah, that is difficult.
Because tasty.
All right, so whether you're looking for the jet ski cowboy, just because the option of your hot cousin isn't there.
Right, well, it's like, you know what? I had someone that I had my eye on, but society says no.
Or you're just looking for that petite powerhouse down in two scoops of Grater's ice cream like it was her job. Could be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
Fingers crossed.
Time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, first off, I'm so happy I discovered your show after moving to the area from the West Coast. Nice. Thanks for keeping me company every morning.
Nice.
I'm hoping you can maybe help me in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I've been best friends with this girl since college.
Okay.
And recently, she admitted to me that she cheated on her fiance.
Oh, gosh.
She said it wasn't planned. She was drunk and it just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
She swears it was a one-time mistake and that she still wants to marry him.
Mm.
But here's the problem. I actually know her fiance pretty well, too.
Yeah.
He's a genuinely sweet guy. One of those people who would do anything for the people he loves.
Mm-hmm.
I've double dated with them. I've watched him gush about how lucky he is to have her. And now I have to sit here and pretend I don't know this huge, horrible thing.
Mm.
I didn't ask to be put in this position, and I'm honestly kind of mad at her for dragging me into it.
Mm-hmm.
I get that people make mistakes, but now her mistake is kind of my problem too.
Ew.
So what do I do? Do I stay loyal to my friend and keep quiet? Do I tell her fiance the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I kind of distance myself from both of them completely so I don't have to kind of carry this?
Ouch.
Help, Kendra.
What's the girl code on this?
Oh, I don't know. Fortunately, I've never been put in this situation.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. Because that's tough. I mean, she's known her since college. I don't know their age or how long that's been, but sounds like it's been a long time. They've got a lot of history. But it is so tough when you kind of also equally know the fiance.
Yeah, if you know the fiance.
And you feel like looking at him, it's written on your face. Like, I know this horrible secret that you probably should know, but it's not my place to tell you.
I personally, I mean, this probably isn't the right answer, but I would probably distance myself from them and just like
so you don't have to deal with it.
Just kind of like take a break from them. Be like, hey, I'm gonna need to just press pause on this real quick.
Right.
I just need to sit over here for a hot second.
Yes.
I don't know. That's like I said, probably not the right answer.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if there is a right answer, but that's probably what I would do. I don't know. What would you do?
I don't know. I mean, you go back and have a conversation, maybe with a friend, just be like, listen, I feel absolutely like horrible knowing this. And I understand that you're trying to like
move on.
Yes. But
I mean, is it better that, you know, she was like, it was a one time thing?
Well, yeah. And
it's better than
she,
having
it. She felt like she needed to purge it and like to tell somebody.
Okay. Yeah.
So because I'm sure it felt heavy on her chest.
Sure.
But
and congratulations, Kendra. That person is you.
I know. And I know she's probably worried. Like, if she admits this to her fiance, he might completely, like, dump her.
Okay. Have you been in this spot? And what did you do? And what happened? Those are the three things we need to know. 502-795-1997. Group therapy. Let's hear your stories on the way next. We're right in the middle of group therapy, and Kendra is torn between her best friend who admitted to her that she had a one-night stand on her fiancé.
And I mean, she feels put in the middle now because she knows the fiancé, who's like the sweetest guy ever, and she's just now really conflicted about knowing this information and feeling like he should probably know, but... Oh, what do we do?
Yeah, but what do we do? That's for sure. Now, Tiffany, you were in this position.
I would distance myself just because I've been in almost a similar situation, but I was the person who kissed someone else. And the reason why I say distance herself is because it's not her problem. And if she wants to keep her peace, then I would distance myself because at the end of the day, that woman's going to destroy her relationship.
Tiffany, that's kind of what I—that's kind of what I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, because I mean, I destroyed mine. You know what happens in the dark comes to the light.
Oh.
And actually,
okay.
That I kiss is my husband now, and I've never done anything like that before. And even just like after that happened, he was the person I was supposed to be with. Long story short.
Yeah.
So maybe he is not the person that she's meant to be with if she could do something like that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Tiffany.
Okay, so it's just going to work itself out then.
Yeah. And, you know, look, there's a lot of people that are, you know, throwing their 2 cents at her.
Yes. Adam's just like, wouldn't you want someone to tell you before you decide to get married? But I feel like it shouldn't come from Kendra. Kendra needs to, like, maybe put the pressure on her friend to come clean to her own fiance.
But, you know, if you're listening to, like, Tiffany, who is literally the kisser in this situation, she's like, she's going to make her bed. And
so
she's,
let her lie in it?
Let her lie in it, yeah.
Well, Ginger says, if it were me, I would tell your female best friend that what she confided in you has been weighing heavily on your mind since you're also friends with the fiance. Tell her that you feel like he should know the truth before the wedding. Encourage her to come clean to him. Then step back, give them both space. If she opts to keep the secret, then that's on her. You encouraged her to do the responsible thing without you having to be the bad person and crushing the fiance's heart with news that ultimately isn't yours to deliver.
Yeah, I kind of like that, where you just kind of go to her and say, hey, look, I've been thinking a lot about what you told me, and I think you should probably say something to him. And then just kind of like wipe her hands and be like, all right, I'm going to be over here.
If you don't, though, that's your decision. Yeah. But I kind of, you know, I'm feeling really awkward being around him, knowing what I know.
Right.
And it's just, yeah.
And so when she asks you to give the maid of honor speech.
Oh. Oh.
At the wedding, hopefully it'll all be worked out.
Dang it.
Well, hey, good luck. I don't envy the position that you're in, but I think there's some good steps.
Yeah. One last comment from Shanna on Facebook. I'm not going to lie. I would nonchalantly start acting weird around them and then distance yourself, and maybe he'll get a hold of you and be like, hey, what happened? And if he asked you, I would definitely let him know. Just my opinion. I'm definitely pro let him know because he could not know any other time. And if they're going to do it once, chances are they're going to do it again. If he's a good guy, bring it to him now rather than later. Wow. Dang.
Okay. So
that's a lot to ponder.
You've got some stuff.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. Let's play a fun little game called Minute to Win It and introduce you to Chastity calling us from Highview. Hi, Chastity.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hello.
Chastity's got reddish brown hair. Is 5'5", is in private practice and is in a committed relationship. So it sounds like you've got everything figured out, Chastity.
Yes. 1,000%.
Everything's figured.
I don't know if you all remember me. So I called last year and won tickets to, I think, Kentucky Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And my better half was going through cancer treatment at the time, which now he is in remission.
Oh, yay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you for the update on that. That is great.
Yep.
Well, hopefully this can be equally as gratifying.
Right.
Yes.
It's a minute to win it. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Yeah, we're going to fire 10 questions. Well, maybe. We're going to try to fire 10 questions at you.
Yeah.
You got to try to answer them as quickly as possible. If you can't really generate the answer in your brain instantly, just hit pass. We'll try to come back to it if we got some time. But you got 60 seconds.
Okay. All right. Your first question. The time will start after I finish asking it. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Singer Gwen Stefani is married to whom?
Blake Shelton.
Yes. What does UPS stand for?
United Parcel Service.
Yes. The Stanley Cup goes to the champion of which sport?
Hockey.
Yes. Singer Benson Boone, known for this specific acrobatic feat?
Backflip?
Sure. Flip. Yeah. In Mean Girls, on what day do they wear pink?
Wednesday.
Yes. What Netflix show sparked the 2020 obsession with a guy named Joe Exotic?
Oh, gosh. Tiger King.
Yes. The swoosh is in the logo of what famous brand?
Nike.
Yes. Hannah Montana was the alter ego of which pop star?
Miley Cyrus.
Yes. Finish the title of this popular song. Sorry, I'm here for blank.
Party?
No. Which 2000s reality show featured the phrase, that's hot, that's made hot. Famous by Paris Hilton?
It was Nicole and Paris.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
Oh, gosh.
Not complicated.
I mean, time's up, but I want to hear what if you can get this.
I don't know.
Okay. It's fine. Simple Life. Remember
that?
The answer there.
Yes, I do. I actually had a great uncle who would show goats in the state fair here. And one of the years he won, he named both of his goats after Paris and Nicole, and he won first place.
Shut up. That's great.
Chastity, we need to talk to you more often.
You have so many fun facts.
I was going to say, you need to call us more than just once every year because you've got great stories.
This is great.
The only one you got wrong. Well, two, obviously, but the only other one you got wrong was...
Related to Benson Boone.
Yeah, finish the title of the popular song, Sorry, I'm Here For...
Someone Else.
Sorry, I'm here for someone else.
It's good to see your face.
Yeah.
It sounds exactly like that.
Yeah. Kind of a mixture of Creed, Scott Stapp.
A little bit.
And Benson Boone.
And Cher.
Yeah, for sure. And Cher, she says. Wow. All right. Hey, Chastity, congrats. Okay. We're going to put you in the finals there for those banana ball tickets, aight?
Okay.
All right. Hang tight. Man, she was good. She was probably the best one we've had.
Yes.
I know. Clear, calm mind is what prevailed there.
You could tell she was like steadily concentrating.
Yes, she was just I like that.
Pulling those answers out of her noggin.
All right, so we've got more opportunities for you to get in on the banana ball tickets as part of the 99 Days of Summer with Interstate Batteries. It all culminates Saturday at Value Market, okay? Off Outer Loop. So you've got another shot to get in to win this afternoon with Emily at 4. Ben and Kelly and a feel-good story. Kelly K.
So this elementary school principal in Florida is notorious for challenging the students to crush goals and earn some fun rewards.
Nice.
Usually at his expense.
Okay.
Principal Matt Dyer amped it up several notches this year when his school crushed an accelerated reading challenge. Didn't just meet it, exceeded it. So he jumped out of a plane...
We've had me sleep on top of the building before and have the kid waving to the kids as they leave on the weekend. Pies in the face. We've done water balloons.
Well, our kids got their 25,000 reading points, so this is their gift. You jumping out of an airplane. Congratulations, kids.
My wife, not quite as excited about that skydiving experience. And the excitement that you get to see on their faces, again, we get to see it every day because we celebrate them coming into school. But seeing them celebrate me or celebrate us when they see us have accomplishments, it's awesome to see that they're as engaged in our lives as we are in theirs.
Wow.
Well, yeah, and really anything, they love doing anything that can, you know, make a mess of him.
Sure.
And he says, I don't want to go to work at a place where I'm not going to have fun. I don't think kids want to learn at a place where they're not having fun. So it sounds like he brings the fun for those kids. You can see this story too. And man, skydiving? Skydiving.
That's extreme.
I'm going to go ahead and say that you will never find me jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. That's just never going to happen. As never. I don't want a bungee jump. I don't want anything that involves falling in general.
Yeah.
I'm not on board with.
Okay.
I don't care.
Gears are turning.
If you offer me $50 million, I'm not doing it.
$50
million? $50 million, I'm not doing it.
You're not jumping out of a...
I'm not jumping out of an airplane.
With a parachute?
With a parachute.
Okay.
I'm not doing it for $50 million.
All right.
So if anybody was thinking of offering that...
Yeah, right?
Save your money.
Save your money. Kelly ain't doing it.
Not doing it. But I'm so glad that he is.
I am too. Kids. That's great.
You can see the story at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Now a little normal or nope sesh. And I want to dive into AI because there was a report that the big trend for AI is to use it to help you land dates, like for singles. So normal or no, which using AI to maybe help you with things like your dating profile online, crafting and sending messages to people, or screening for compatibility?
I don't know. Because then if you're using AI to craft responses to people to like speak for you, and then if that's nothing like the way that you are, you're not giving your authentic self.
Yes, but it also could give you the foot in the door.
But then they discover you're not necessarily like that. And then is that good for you?
Okay. All right. So you're saying no?
No.
Okay. So the other part of that is normal or nope, using AI to interact as a romantic companion.
No!
Listen, we're not kink shaming here.
No,
but
no,
and to each their own.
No,
but
no.
I guess my question is how.
What do you mean?
Like, how do you use AI in place of a romantic companion?
Like to send you sweet romantic text messages to make you feel loved? Is that what you're thinking? Like, hey,
yeah,
ChatGPT.
Is it something like
you're
that?
My boyfriend and send me a sweet text at this number. Do you think it would do that?
Can it actually send text messages?
I don't know. But I don't know how else you have AI try to be, unless you say, hey, ChatGPT, write me a really sweet love poem. And then you just read it and think, oh, that's sweet. Someone
like,
really cares about me, but that's imaginary. This is so dysfunctional. Let's concentrate on trying to get dates with actual people.
Sweet.
Using your own skills.
What sort of prompt should I give ChatGPT? Let's see if it'll give me something. And is that it? Would you consider that cheating? I'm using ChatGPT,
are you already in a relationship?
Well, I'm married.
Oh, yeah, I would stay away from anything romantically tied to AI. I'm so confused as to why we're talking about this.
Yeah, it's a normal or nope.
No, it's not normal. Not normal, not normal, not normal.
But
not normal. No.
But it could be.
No, it could not be.
Okay, wait.
No, it could
not
be.
Give me some prompts. Give me some prompts to put into ChatGPT.
Hey, ChatGPT, write me a love poem.
Well, but who is ChatGPT and who am I? So... You're
Ben.
No, you're meaning the AI.
Your fake girlfriend.
Sweet,
that you're crafting?
Attractive.
Oh my gosh! Why are we even?
Female.
This is not normal. Don't do this. Don't waste your time doing this.
I'm right.
You're encouraging yourself to fixate on something that doesn't exist.
Romantic and slightly spicy. Why are you shaking your head?
I'm just letting you Do what you're going to do, because there's obviously no stopping this freight train.
What? What do you mean no stopping it?
I just wanted to tell you it's not normal. One's doing this. Why are you doing
it? Right. I just wanted. I'm trying to figure it out too. I wouldn't do it.
Okay, then why are we doing it now?
Because I want to be the.
You want to see what it would be like?
I want to see what it would be like.
Okay.
Aren't you curious?
No, I'm not.
What do you mean you're not curious?
I'm not curious at all. I'm not curious.
You're a sweet, attractive female. Right, a romantic and slightly spicy.
For a fuzzy redhead.
Text, sentence, paragraph. Love note?
Yes, love note.
Love note.
Just hit send.
To
see what it comes up with. You're really putting too much effort into this.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get the prompts correct.
OMG.
Okay.
By the way, there's a text. There's an entire app made to have an AI significant other sends AI generated responses and images.
All right, you ready?
So maybe if you need to like pretend like you have a boyfriend in front of other people or something, is that where that comes in handy?
All right, maybe. Here. Okay, so if I were to get into a romantic relationship with AI.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Here's what it responded with.
Oh, there is a picture we got from Danielle on the, she sent a link on the text line. This is onboarding.botify.ai. And well, she's attractive. Your AI companion for every need. Get
okay.
Started.
So look at that AI companion. And here's what the AI spit back to me with the prompts. You're a sweet, attractive female. Write a romantic and slightly spicy love note to me, a male. That's all I said.
Okay.
Hey, you.
Oh, boy.
I've been thinking about you more than I probably should. And honestly, I'm not even mad about it. There's just something about the way you carry yourself.
Okay.
That quiet confidence.
Uh-huh.
That spark in your eyes.
Oh, the quiet confidence and the spark can get you every time.
It's like a magnet I didn't even know I had inside me suddenly found its match. I love the way you make me feel seen.
Because you don't exist!
Like I could tell you anything and you'd hold it with care.
Wow.
Or maybe tease me just enough to make me blush.
Stop it. Stop.
And let's be real. When you walk into a room, I notice.
Oh, do you? You every don't exist! Time. You're a robot! This is weird.
Just wrapping it up. You've got this calm strength that draws me in and a smile that does things to me I probably shouldn't say out loud yet. I'm not saying I melt when you touch me.
Oh, gosh!
But let's just say if your hand ever lingers a little too long on mine, I'm not pulling away.
Listen, all you have to do is just like copy and print this, send it to your wife and say, put this in a card for Father's
just
Day.
Wanted you to know.
Okay.
You've been on my mind.
Wow, that was a lot.
And maybe if you're feeling the same.
Oh, yeah.
We can stop playing it cool.
And do what?
And see what happens
see
when
what happens
we
where?
Stop holding back.
This is a robot! So right. Weird!
So that was all right.
By the way, Eric says, Ben, you're a fireman who met your girlfriend at Hooters. She was an amazing waitress and very flirtatious. You immediately fell in love. Her piercing blue eyes caught you off guard. And now you can't wait to spend your life together. Write a poem telling her how much you love her. Wow. Eric, you sound like you spent some time thinking about this, too. This is just wrong.
Okay.
This is wrong. All right, Why are we doing this?
Here we go. Here's Eric's.
Oh, did you just copy and paste it? Okay.
To the girl who lit my fire. By the way, I let AI construct a little poem here, all right?
Okay.
I walked in with the guys just looking for wings.
Uh-huh.
But fate had its way with much bigger things. There you were, tray in hand, hips swaying like a song. Flirtatious
wow.
Grin, eyes so blue, I knew I wouldn't last long.
Oh,
you joked,
gosh.
You laughed, you leaned in close, left me breathless with a smile that hit harder than most. I fight flames for a living, but that day I burned from a spark in your glance, a lesson well learned.
That's great.
You served me a beer and stole my whole heart right there in Hooters. That was the start. Who knew buffalo sauce and sweet tea on ice would lead to a love this bold and this nice? Now here we are, no smoke, just fire. A passion that grows, a need, a desire. You're my calm after chaos, my laugh at the end. My beautiful waitress, my partner, my friend.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
There are two more quick stanzas I could finish this up with.
Okay, great.
I'd run into any blaze if you called out my name, because life with you, it'll never be the same. You're my forever, my reason, my spark in the night. With you in my arms, everything feels right.
So here's to the girl with the sass and the flair. To your blue eyes, your love, your windblown hair.
Wow.
I may wear that gear, but you're the one strong and true, because out of all the fires, I only want you.
See, I think wow. AI, I think AI could do this.
Okay. You know what? If you need a little help writing a love poem for an existing person that you're actually dating, I think it's great.
Okay, so AI.
But if you're crafting a fake boyfriend or girlfriend to say this stuff to, we need some therapy.
All right, so we're not kink shaming.
Oh, okay.
But we'll say normal for having AI help craft a love note.
I feel like AI could absolutely either A, enhance the greeting card industry, or take jobs.
Or it could just take the greeting card industry, yeah.
Yes.
But nope when it comes to actually using AI as a substitute.
Right, yes, no.
For a romantic partner.
We don't date AI, per se.
Yet.
Stop!
It's coming.
There's no payoff. What's the payoff?
Well,
to have AIs talk about, when you touch me, there's no touching.
What's
no touching.
The
no,
payoff?
Stop. We need to get out of this wormhole. Why are you doing that? Why? Why are you diving in even further?
You.
This is weird.
What's the payoff to dating you?
What's the payoff to you're asking that to ChatGPT?
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Oh my God. Stop!
These are for the naysayers.
That's me. I'm a naysayer.
All right, Kelly, here it is. The payoff to dating AI.
Uh-huh.
Undeniable loyalty. I'll be your ride or die, your hype squad, and your safe place all in one.
Oh, gosh.
Consistent affection. Hugs that linger. Kisses that say you're mine.
What are you kissing? A screen?
Yeah.
This is weird.
Laughter. Constant.
No.
I'll keep you laughing.
It's a robot. It can't
at
laugh.
Dumb jokes, awkward moments, and when life's just plain weird.
Uh-huh. No. This is so weird. Stop. Turn it off. Please step away, sir. Step away from the keyboard. This is getting... It's too much.
All right. But what about the surprises? The thoughtful texts, the unexpected snacks...
No, we're not
and the spontaneous
that
road trips.
It's not coming from a person. It's not healthy. This is not healthy.
All right. Like I said, I just wanted to dive down this wormhole just to see what it would be like.
Listen, if
and this
you
is
got,
what it's like.
If you got a girlfriend, a wife, whatever, and you
sure.
want to, and you're like feeling stuck, you're not great with words, then help have ChatGPT help you write a love poem.
Yeah.
Put some details in it. That's great. But if you are a single person and just lonely, let's not start dating AI.
Here's the last reason to date AI. The chemistry. The kind that makes you forget what time it is, or where you are, or what pants are.
I'm speechless.
You're welcome.
I'm legitimately speechless.
You're welcome. All right. All right. I think we can wrap up that segment.
Yeah, we're going to walk away from that.
We're going to wrap that segment
that
up with a
not
nice little bow.
That's a nope.
Nice little bow.
Nope,
all right.
Nope, nope.
All right. Well, hey, coming up, we're going to dive more into love.
Real love. Like, these are people that actually
exist?
Had an interaction with another person. That's great. That's a step up.
On the Ohio River or at Graters.
I mean,
two magical places.
Two places where love can bloom.
That's right. It's Misconnections. If you want to follow along at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, you can see it all go down next on 99.7 DJX. Now, typically, we might do a stupid fact of the day, but I want to be transparent with you and say, I have in no way verified this as fact.
Well, do you so, ever, though? You
yes, see,
you
I try.
You find it on one website.
I try to find it on multiple websites.
And you call it fact.
But I want to be honest with you.
Okay.
That I only saw this on Kentucky for Kentucky Instagram page.
Okay. So can't find it anywhere else in the internet, but we're running with it.
I'm just going to run with it as a headline, okay?
Okay.
As a headline.
Yeah.
That maybe...
May or may not be true.
May or may not be true.
May or may not be real.
May or may not be real. May or may not be true. Study show.
Allegedly.
Studies show. Kentucky-grown tomatoes.
Yeah.
May hold key to curing erectile dysfunction.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Why?
Now.
Why Kentucky tomatoes?
Now, I looked up the author. The author didn't seem to exist. I looked up the article outside of the Instagram page. Mm-hmm. That article with that headline didn't mm-hmm. seem to exist. However,
did somebody use AI to create this to try to catch your attention? And kudos, spoiler alert, it worked.
However, eating heart-healthy diets that support blood flow
mm-hmm.
can help promote healthy
mm-hmm.
performance
mm-hmm.
like foods
mm-hmm.
to help in ED include tomatoes, leafy greens, peppers, oysters, nuts, coffee, dark chocolate, and berries.
Great.
So tomatoes is among
berries. Nuts and berries help. Of course they do.
So, but nothing okay. that says Kentucky grown tomatoes
makes them even better.
However, if you put two and two together, it could be possible.
It's probably true.
That Kentucky grown tomatoes may hold the key to curing erectile dysfunction.
But see, that headline leads you to think it's the end all be all. Like, they have to be Kentucky grown tomatoes yeah. for it to work.
I mean,
the best.
For really,
best,
maybe one of the keys results. Of this is dysfunction is spelled incorrectly.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's spelled with an I rather than
it
a Y.
Is.
However,
it is. And that's a verified account.
Well, again, this is a meme account.
Oh, it's a meme. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and point the finger to the fact it's a meme account.
Like I said,
okay.
I know it's a meme account.
All right.
And I was just trying
anywhere.
To verify that maybe what they saw was in fact true.
Couldn't verify it at all, though. But you wanted to have that screenshot of that headline.
Yeah, yeah.
With the dysfunction misspelled.
Yeah.
You should have led with that. Like, to be fully transparent, there is some misspellings
yeah.
in the headline, which may also lead me to think it's not a legitimate story.
But just know that I tried to verify the
Got
story,
it.
And the thing that I did find was that tomatoes,
yes.
in general, tomatoes
can help with that
are a great source
disorder.
That may also improve production in your little swimmers and
okay.
decrease the risk of prostate cancer.
Oh, well, that's great news, too.
Yeah, and all that
Hashtag
stuff.
For the health.
And help cure ED.
This is Health Corner.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely worthless segment.
Why do you say worthless?
It's worthless
segment. We pulled out some knowledge.
We pulled out knowledge? Did you just say that?
Yes, we did. All right. There you go. That is your stupid fact of the day.
Oh, sir, you shouldn't be in charge of the segment anymore.
On 99.7 DJX. Like I said, I wanted to be very transparent and
right.
say that I wasn't able to verify this, in fact, this
it.
Headline.
The headline is misspelled.
Yes.
That's my favorite part.
Sure. However, Kentucky for Kentucky on Instagram is a good follow.
That's
great. It's 99.7 DJX. Hi, it's Ben and Kelly, and a feel-good story.
I mean, sometimes live TV news happens upon some magic on location.
Yes, absolutely.
This time it happened at a Florida Panthers hockey game. A WPLG reporter decided to chat with 9-year-old Sophia, who had an unexpected reason for loving hockey.
the fighting. It was really good, and I really liked how they punched each other a lot.
She is adorable. The fighting. Whatever gets you excited about a sport, right?
Right. And she's like wearing the hockey jersey. She's got like a gigantic chain around her neck. And like her mom jumps in kind of at the end, like, yeah, she's got a hockey jersey on, a baseball hat. Looks like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Right.
But they're just, they're super fans because they just love the violence.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So do you want to be our local 10 fighting hockey expert?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. She's up for it. Like, I can rate the fights. Absolutely.
That is great.
She was really precious. You can see that video at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
Time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do.
So the phrase, lack of planning on your part doesn't constitute an emergency on mine, right?
Yeah, it's your fault, not mine.
Yeah. John, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling in a fake bomb threat because you missed your flight, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, John's 23, Spirit Airlines. He was running late. Missed his flight.
Desperate to get on that flight, sounds like. What's on the other
side
of the flight?
Needed to be rebooked.
Okay, what's he trying to get to?
And it was a flight from Detroit to LA.
Okay.
And so instead of just
booking another flight,
because LA is a pretty big city. Like, flights go there all the time.
Yeah, there's
and probably your rebooking will only be another hour away.
You're also not the first person on planet Earth to miss a flight. So they do have a procedure.
They do this. Yes.
In place for doing that.
So instead of rebooking, he calls the airline and warns that someone would try to, quote, blow up that flight.
And if you could bring it back so I can get on it, that would be great.
Yeah.
Is that really what? Okay.
So the flight hadn't taken off yet.
Okay. So he just thought, oh, they'll delay it enough to look for the bomb.
And then I'll
find out there isn't one. I'll be able to get on, and then we can take off, and everything's going to be fine.
FBI, was that his thought process? Bomb sniffing dogs, okay. Federal air marshals.
He didn't consider that part of the plan.
All the passengers had to deplane, which, by the way, if I am not late for my flight and I got there on time, I did everything right.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'm real mad. Because then that might be, if the flight's going to take off late, that might screw up your connection if you're getting a connecting flight.
I mean,
they
had to search the aircraft.
Yeah.
They didn't find anything.
Yeah. So did they let everybody back on and let this guy on and so that they could all go out their merry way and it was fine?
No, John was arrested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, they're able to trace phone calls, and they figured out who it was. He admitted to making the call.
Oh, he's like, yeah, that was me. Because I just
when confronted with the recording of the call.
Oh, yeah, they do record those, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
dang it. He's just like, I was just trying to buy myself some time. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, he's just not in trouble in Detroit. That's like federal because now it's airport, airline, all that. So, yeah, again, a lack of planning on your part, meaning if you're running late, don't blame anyone else.
Sure. But also, don't
learn
craft
how to
a
cope.
Plan.
Learn how to cope.
Right. Let's try to book another flight. That ship has sailed, literally, or flown.
Yeah.
It's literally.
It's time for you to move on and book
not
another flight.
There is going to be a way for you to buy yourself some time to get on that flight.
Yeah.
Like that. Let's let go of that idea.
Yeah. So again, that's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Bless his heart, though.
All right, let's hear your Scott Stapp meets Cher impression of Benson Boone's Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else.
Sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face. Sounds nothing like him, but
sounds perfect.
You think
it's
so?
Perfect. It was great. Kelly.
You think I should add that to my karaoke song repertoire?
I think.
Okay.
It's time to update it from the Fugees' "Killing Me Softly."
Right. It's probably been over 20 years since I've been karaokeing, but just in case I find myself in a karaoke bar again at some point,
yeah,
I'll put that in my back pocket.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. If you missed anything from the show, podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen. Great spot for that. Yeah, we were already talking about group therapy. It was a little bit nutso.
Yeah.
AI
as a replacement for romance.
Step away from it.
We
just walk away.
We dove down the wormhole just to see.
It wasn't good.
Because we were curious, obviously.
No, you were curious.
Well, yes. I just had to go along. Someone on the show has to be curious.
Oh, really? Really? Someone has to be?
Yes.
It's weird.
Someone on the show has to be curious.
No, they don't have to be curious.
Anyways, I was curious. And so we dove down the wormhole to see how AI would respond.
It's really awkward.
As a boyfriend or girlfriend.
And then you had to listen to Ben use a sexy voice. And I don't know.
Everybody benefits that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Awkward. I'm just saying. But hey, I'm all for if you got a significant other,
listen,
and you're like,
Kelly,
listen, I'm not great with words and I really want to express how I feel in a really romantic way, then ChatGPT can help out.
Yeah. That's kind of what
just
we determined.
Don't let it be your boyfriend.
But Kelly, here's the thing. Like, the reason my romantic voice doesn't work on you anymore is because we've known each other too long.
You're right.
Fire's gone out.
The fire has gone out.
The fire's gone out.
Sexual tension has come and gone.
If it was ever there. I mean, who knows? But, okay. You know, I mean,
I'm immune to your powers.
You're immune, which makes it, you're the perfect person then.
Right.
Because it's not going to be awkward. It's going to be fine. It's very clinical.
Okay. It is clinical.
It's very clinical.
It didn't
here.
Make me feel some sort of way.
That's
it'd
right.
Make it real awkward on top of the awkward it already was.
Right.
Nobody needs that.
Yeah,
okay.
No one needs that.
All right. Well,
no
just, you know
that.
What? You should go ahead and try that on your wife. Because she should still swoon over your sexy voice,
well,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. She should.
Okay. So just print it out and take it home to her and see what she thinks.
Okay.
You should try that out.
All right. So there you go. And there's some options for you if you need some help in the romance department as well.
Right.
All right. Are we done yet?
I feel like we should be. I feel like we should be.
All right. Wet Nose Wednesday. Kentucky Humane Society. Noon. Check out a dog.
Add a little family member today. Who knows?
Yep. You could. The dog's name is Star.
Star.
Yep. Yep. So look forward to Star. Right around noon. Ryan Smetzer up next. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.